You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Again, appreciation to B. Scott for joining us in the last hour. What are your expectations this year for Arriante Ursery? We're talking just a little bit ago about, you know, the good reporting that Jonathan M. Alexander did on the Houston Chronicle, letting us know that it was indeed Arriante Ursery that the Texans were looking to trade up for, moving from 58 to 38 if they had had their druthers in the 2025 NFL draft. We're just a day away from OTAs getting going for the Texans, and so we're starting to get to this place. What are your expectations for Tay Ursery? Because I think that in looking at that, you know, the notion of that, you've kind of decided that you think that that means that they have such a high regard for him, and maybe that changed the way that you look at it. So I kind of want to start here in that same place. How do you kind of power rank the offensive lineman that the Texans have?
God, I wish you hadn't asked that.
Because I think that especially, and maybe from their view or from your view, because I think that what it highlights for me is that it might be that the same place that we viewed as a weakness before is still a weakness now to some degree.
It for sure. And you often hear me talk about, you know, watch what they do, not what they say. This is kind of like a watch what they almost did.
Yeah.
Watch what they almost did here. Because what they said is, well, we never draft for need. Sure looked like you drafted for need.
Yeah, that one.
Sure looked like
or at least you were attempting to draft for need.
And it sure looked like you tried to draft even higher for need.
And on two accounts, mind you, because remember, there was also attempt to trade up in the first round that very much had Nick Caserio frustrated when he came to the podium to talk after day one of the NFL draft.
So when you watch what they did and what they almost did in this case, trading up 20 spots for Ursery, that tells you just how highly they think of him. And as much as we can question, you know, what their track record is, drafting offensive linemen, especially high in the higher rounds, I think it says that they have high hopes for him to be one of their top three linemen.
Okay, so if we're going for it, I think we feel comfortable that Cam Robinson is one of your better, if not your best linemen.
Right? I would agree.
Titus Howard in there?
I think Titus Howard's probably in there, and you got to give him benefit of the doubt, having been in the league, excelling or, you know, playing pretty well at guard, which is where we think he's going to be penciled in. I'm not so sure Ursa Reed next.
Okay, so let's go ahead and put that there, all right? Where do you go after that? Because that's three dudes who are, at least are nominally tackles. I think Titus, we feel very confident that he's a guard. Mm-hmm. After that, where are you looking?
Is it Jarrett Patterson?
Are you for real?
Who else would you put?
I think your candidates here are, if you're looking at a veteran player, depending on how you feel about him, Lakin Tomlinson and Ed Ingram are names that come up here. I know you would think about Trent Brown as well.
Trent Brown is in the mix. Lakin Tomlinson is in the mix. So is Ed Ingram. But what Jarrett Patterson did at center?
Jarrett Patterson and Juice Scruggs?
Yeah.
You're looking at those guys being your next answers there?
I would say Jarrett Patterson.
That feels like you got to put a line after the top three
yeah.
as a break.
Yeah. they're it's like tiers. You know, this is definitely tier two. You know, with Jared Patterson and maybe Trent Brown, maybe Laken Tomlinson in that same tier. How would you do it?
Not Blake Fisher at all in there for you?
I'm not real high on Blake Fisher right now. Just to be completely transparent and clear.
So you'd put him in a proverbial third tier?
Yeah, I would, because let's look at the Blake Fisher experience, and not even on the field. Like what they've done with Blake Fisher having played last year to a certain degree. They brought in Trent Brown, they brought in Cam Robinson, they drafted Ursary, and that says a lot about what they think about Blake Fisher. Watch what they do. What they did was not show a lot of confidence in Blake Fisher being a tackle.
All right, so somebody said if Titus is in the right tackle, why is he not right guard? I think it's because he played left guard last year, but
yeah.
Teaching him a whole nother position, mm-hmm. is that something that they'd want to do? And also, I still hearken back to the ways in which they thanked him at any given opportunity for mm-hmm. moving to left guard. And look, this is reading into it. I cannot say this with any level of certainty, but that may seem like Titus Howard, not all that excited to move positions necessarily.
Oh, right?
Obviously doing it as necessary. So would you want to take a person who at least historically we know has not been excited mm-hmm. to move positions and then say, hey, want to do it one more time for me, big dog? Like, that's the only thing that I concern myself with. But ultimately, the point that I want to get to, because we don't necessarily need to nail this down.
Well, I am curious what your number 4, 5, 6 would be.
I think.
Are you in agreement? Those top three?
Those guys be in there. I think I'd put Laken Tomlinson there for sure. I think he had a down year last year, and maybe that trends towards a downward turn in his play, but I still recognize the time that he's had where he's been good. Mm-hmm. Ed Ingram is a real question for me because I don't know what to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a whole bunch of question marks where you start getting into like the depths of this where like how much do you like LD Henderson off of what they've said, right? Like
right.
I don't know what to do with that. But ultimately my point being, you talk at least the top three guys you're looking at as tackles. And then after that, you got guys that I don't know that you have very much certainty at inside, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe Titus will likely play inside, at least in my estimation. And again, we're not certain. We'll see how this goes. But that points to kind of an interior that's still kind of soft,
mm-hmm.
right? And mm-hmm. I guess the question has been, can you get a system? Can Nick Haley come in? And will a system make a large difference in what's happening here? And that brought me, actually, oddly enough, entirely apart from thinking about the Texans, I was listening to a podcast that was talking about college football, in fact, mm-hmm. and you know the portaling of offensive lines and what have you and how you make those go. And one of the things that they were talking that kind of came to was just RPOs. And mm-hmm. I was like, is it possible then that you could see an offense that utilizes the run-pass option, right? The situation where you are utilizing this threat of having two different things happening at once, giving a defense two things that they're looking at mm-hmm. to slow defenses down and give your offense a little bit more viability, a little bit more opportunity to be effective. And that seems like it would fit in line with some of the other things that we've talked about or we've heard talked about, including CJ Stroud saying, I will have more of an impact and a say in this offense. That feels like something where you are making that decision, that read at the line in an RPO circumstance on whether you're passing, whether you're handing this thing off. And is it possible that we could see an offense that's maybe leans more that way in this year?
I think the answer is in part of what you just said. You got a quarterback that wants to have more control, and that means he wants to make those decisions. He wants to make the RPO decisions. And then the other thing is, yes, you want the offensive line to run block better and protect C.J. Stroud better, but how do you help them do that? You protect them with RPOs. You give them, especially on the interior line, you give them maybe some shorter instances of having to hold blocks. Some options to put the defense on the heel. That would be RPO. I'm not going to say it's going to be heavy doses, but I absolutely could see where it would work.
There are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you confident, at least in this offensive line, being able to grasp that? Not to say that's like difficult, but RPO obviously then gets you in that place where you've got to hold the line and not have men downfield, which was something that this offensive line, obviously not with these specific guys, but this offensive line struggled with last year, is that, you know, in that neutral zone of getting dudes too far downfield. And you had at least a couple of those penalties thrown out. It felt like a number of them were on Kenyon Green, to be specific.
Well, and I also think that speaks to the system change.
Yeah.
The system change lends itself more to RPOs, because what did they do last year? It was about getting to the second level. It was about leaving guys, you know, on islands like Dalton Schultz. Get to the second level, whether it's on the interior or the exterior or outside the line, is to be able to get. Well, that does not lend itself to RPOs. What they do, power engaging and holding these blocks and et cetera, that does. So I think that comes back down to Cole Popovich and techniques and their style of offense.
Yeah, I think that I could see that. Also, one of the reasons why I bring that up, the idea of an RPO, is it feels like wide receiver wise,
you've got guys
that feel like they would flourish in that type of system. Obviously, Nico Collins just seems like he would flourish. I struggle to find the system that I think Nico Collins would not flourish in.
Yeah,
like he is in that caliber of player to where I'm like, what is the system that you could put him in offensively where he would not be a monster? Not even he would not be good. He'd not be a monster. We've seen him get the ball in space and create.
Yeah.
Christian Kirk seems like he has, you know, the speed and able to do that. But specifically, I'd like to speak to Jalen Knoll.
Yeah.
We've talked about him clearly possibly having a role like returning kicks in that way. But I could easily see him being a guy that gets the ball in space and creates in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see an RPO offense allowing him to do that.
You've actually kind of convinced me that this is going to be more of a thing than maybe I thought of before. Simply because I started thinking about just the techniques they're using on the offensive line to stay more engaged within the yard and a half, you know, whatever, 2 yards of the line of scrimmage. And the way they drafted, the players they brought in, you know, like Christian Kirk. I think all those things would lend itself to at least experimenting. And, of course, on top of all that, Let's have C.J. Stroud make the decision. He knows what the defense is doing. He sees them operating in real time, and I think that's where that could come in.
And if you'll allow me to soft pedal this just a little bit further here from the A32, y'all think C.J. might use his legs a little bit more this season?
Well, that's part of it.
That's been something that you've been clamoring for.
Mm-hmm.
C.J.'s kind of explicitly said that this is something that he'll work on to some degree and wants to utilize it in order to take his game up another level.
Mm-hmm.
It does feel like that would be something that also in an RPO style offense or an offense that utilizes RPOs a little bit more, that feels like that would be on the table to add another element of complexity to it. And that feels like something that he is primed and ready to kind of undertake in some ways. In reading more about New England and what Josh McDaniels has done there, one of the things that he did specifically, though, when he had Cam Newton, right, in order to try and game plan offense, all those things, when he had Cam Newton, was he went a little bit RPO heavy. Now, of course, Cam Newton profiled at that point, 2020, more like a quarterback that could not use his arm, and that's different than C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud very much can use his arm. He can be accurate. You can depend on him in those ways. But I do wonder if, you know, in trying to replicate some of the New England stuff, that might be something where you go, seeing the way that game plan came to be, could that be something that could be kind of siphoned and utilized for the Texans?
And it feeds perfectly into what my thoughts are with C.J. Stroud and running the ball. You know, pick your spots. You know, I don't want him to carry the ball 15 times, but be able to be the threat, be able to pick it up when you have to and get out of bounds and all that stuff, but have that in the bag, you know, because they clearly it's in the offensive style. You just mentioned Cam Newton.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just continue to think about what are the ways that you can mitigate this offense, because again, they view it does like I think you're right. They probably view Ariante Ursery highly, but still, how soon does he get on the field? That's something that there's not been a commitment to, and neither should there, right?
We'll
see once we start doing OTAs, once we get him to training camp, what this offensive line looks like. But I'm already wondering What does Nick Caley do in order to help mitigate? What I feel like other people also agree with me, is still not an incredibly highly talented offensive line across the board, even if we're talking about a few. An offensive line has historically been a weakest link proposition.
Yeah, like I said, you want them to be better. You want them to run block better and pass block better. But you also have to help them because they have some young players. They have some players that have moved around, and we're still unsure exactly what the entire makeup of the line is going to be. So there's going to be a learning curve. You got to be able to help them, and that's one way to do it.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's typically the time where we handoff.
We don't hand off here.
But we do do our lunchtime confessions brought to you by the Men's Clinic, and we will do that next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.